How's it going? In this video, I'm going to show you how you can calculate your run training zones based off of run test. Now let's go into Training Peaks. I'm going to try and do this quick for you. Many of you did this as well, which was the virtual race number 3, which is called it the St. Pat's. So I'm going to open up my St. Pat's workout. I'm going to go up to Analyze. And I'm going to look at my data. Now what I want to look at here is my heart rate. So I'm going to determine my training zones. I'm going to update my training zones based on this test. So first of all, I don't need elevation down here. What I'm actually going to do is go to BPM, heart rate, and hide everything else. All I want to look at is this right here. And so if I go over to this side here where it says peak heart rate, and I go down to the bottom for 30 minutes, and my average is 175. When you're doing a threshold test, I like to do an average of 30 minutes. That usually gives you a really good estimate of your thresholds. Whether you're doing biking, swimming, or running, go with a 30-minute peak average. So for me, it's 175. So when you have that number, you just get out your pen and piece of paper and then write it down, 175. If you don't want to do the 30-minute average, what you could do is you can go up to the entire average of the workout, which turns out to be the same thing. Does it? No, hang on. So I'll unselect that, and let's see if that changes anything. Entire workout, it's exactly the same thing, so 175. But so what I'm trying to get at is if you don't want to use a 30-minute peak, you can use your duration. The thing, though, is if it took you like over an hour to do your 10K, then you may not be going hard enough. So you may have to do a shorter distance to get a threshold. And that's why I like using 30 minutes. Does that make sense? Now I'm going to just X out of this. And then the next step is to go up to your settings, go up to this little gear icon, click that. Go down to zones, click on zones. And then you want to scroll down to run heart rate. Now, mine's already 175 because the last time I did this, it was 175 and it didn't change. So, but sometimes it will change. And if you come to your zones and you go, you're 175 or whatever the number is, but it stayed the same, well, then you go, okay, my zones are fine. I do not need to change them. But if they're off by 5 or 10 beats, then you should go in and adjust them. And this is the best way to do it. So you go in, let's pretend that this was 170. Let's say it was 170 before. So now I need to put in my new threshold, which is 175. So I'm putting this in the threshold heart rate. Do not put anything in for maximum heart rate or resting heart rate. Then you go down to this auto calculation area, choose type, select lactate threshold, and the method I like to use, go up to Andy Kogan, and then go calculate. And it automatically calculates your training zones. So you click apply like I just did there, and then bada boom bada bing, your zones are done. Now if you want to change what these are called, go ahead. I usually call them, because these just come in, they're auto populated, I usually go call this one easy or recovery, zone 2 LSD, long steady distance or long slow distance. This one would be tempo runs, zone 4 threshold, zone 5. I like to put in like short, hard intervals. All right. And then go down and go save and close. And you are done. Now, before you save and close, I guess what you could do is you could go to your zones, go back to your run zones here, and then write them down. So when you are training for like zone 2, runs, you know, I should be between 120 and 146. Zone tempo should be 147 to 165. Threshold 166 to 184. And short hard intervals 185 to 255. 255 seems a little high for me. yeah. 185 is definitely pushing my envelope. When I get up to 180, I'm pushing pretty hard. But that's how you calculate your training zone. It's pretty easy to do. Let me switch back to my view if I can. Hopefully I'm back and you can see me now. That's as easy as it is to recalculate your training zones. And it's best to do that after you do a hard test. So a test run or a 5K or a 10K run. All you're doing is getting your average heart rate, taking that average heart rate and plugging it into the formula and letting Training Peaks work its magic. And then automatically you get your new training zones. But if you go in and you take your number that you for the test, and if that number is the same, then there's no need to adjust. Now, one more thing I want to say before I leave is when you say if I did a test on the Monday and I did the run, but I wasn't feeling so good. I was feeling sick and I found that I didn't give a really good effort, then it probably doesn't make sense to use that data point to calculate, readjust your training zones because you're not feeling 100%. So make sure that you have a really good effort and there's nothing like inside you that's skewing the data. Like if you're sick or you're fighting a cold or a flu or something, or you haven't had any food or something like that, that's really stressing your body, because the run is enough. Does that make sense? Okay. And if you're being coached by me, and most of you are, and if you don't want to do this yourself, ask me, hey Todd, can you please look at my zones? Do I need to adjust them? And I'm happy to do that. I like doing that. I like seeing what you guys are up to. And it's actually, believe it or not, it's fun for me. But that's it. That was a very short video for how you can take your most recent test result. And it could be from swimming, biking, or running. Although I don't usually do it for swimming, but for biking and running. Taking that number, going to Training Peaks, and then readjusting your training zones if needed. That's it. Have yourself a wonderful day, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.